KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The United States is preparing to defend Israel. ABC's Marcus Moore, the latest from Beirut.
U.S. officials as well as Israeli officials who are saying right now that Iran is preparing and is imminently going to launch missiles at Israel.
The move as the IDF begins ground operations in southern Lebanon. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
I think the big question right now is whether or not in the longer term this limited ground incursion into southern Lebanon will turn into, with time, something more significant. Is Israel looking to create some kind of buffer zone in southern Lebanon to protect northern Israel? And we're seeing a heavy toll on the Lebanese side.
Hundreds of people killed, up to a million displaced, according to Lebanese officials. The dock worker strike could affect consumers' bottom line if it stretches on a long time. About 45,000 union longshoremen are off the job. Job openings rose unexpectedly in August, according to the Labor Department. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon and Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris stumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate.
Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. It's back to normal at East Elementary School in Jefferson, 2 weeks after a fire broke out. The school district says smoke restoration in the basement is finished and it's safe for kids to come back to class. The fire started in the boiler room. Students have been going to class in other buildings in the district in the meantime. Child care in Wisconsin is scarce, and the cost is beyond the reach of a lot of families. Democrats complain the only solution Republicans have offered is deregulation. Madison State Senator Kelda Royce.
The answer is not to add more two-year-olds to the classroom. The answer is to pay that teacher more than $13 an hour. And make it a sustainable career.
Royce tells Up North News Radio that Wisconsin needs to increase its investment in the most critical time of children's development. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason. First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in week four.
You got to be focused in terms of and very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished. When you look at it, we've had two tight games that we've lost. And we got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in those positions where they do cost you.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Late Show with Stephen Colbert writer and comedian Paul Mercurio joins the show. And in the second hour, Northeast Wisconsin-based comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. Break chains up on myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I reject the false choice. I reject the false choice that suggests we must either choose between securing our border or creating a system of immigration that is safe, orderly, and humane. We can and we must do both. We must do both.
Not going back. We're not.
No,
sorry.
We're not.
No. I just hung out with the vice president on Sunday.
Yeah. Hung out with
best buds, right?
I mean, watched through binoculars from the cheapest seats in the house, but still, I was there. And Alanis Morissette sang, and it was the vice president was on fire.
Well, isn't that ironic?
Yeah, because she's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It was, and I love the whole we got to turn the page, right? We got to turn. If you're a Bob Seger fan, I just loved it. We got to turn. Okay,
it's
we've got to turn
playing.
This is where Chris Brown is. Turn the page.
You know, there's long.
Yeah, it's been a long, lonesome orange highway. You
can listen to bringing the house down with this.
Morning, one song.
I think I have this on vinyl.
You can think about the
that's
woman.
Cool.
Or the girl.
Here she is.
The night
you have to play the thing over that. Yeah, the thing. Okay.
You will remember in our first debate, I talked about issues like bringing down the cost of living, investing in small businesses, protecting reproductive freedom, and keeping our nation secure. But from Donald Trump, well, it was the same old tired playbook. Same old tired playbook. With no plan on how he would address the needs of the American people. Well, folks, it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page! Turn the page! Turn the page! Go! With a silver bullet! All right. I won't fire
finally,
up.
You got the turn the page. It was at the tail end just then.
Whew, that was a lot of work to get there.
Here he comes, yes, it's Dino Badala. Yes, it's Dino Badala. Dino Badala.
Whee! Hi, Dean.
Hi, I'm so excited. I'm not only turning the page, I'm ripping the page out of the book. I'm going to burn it. I'm going to burn the book.
Burn
I'm going to
page.
Burn the box that the book came in.
That's
we're going forward. There's no
forward.
Page. There's no book.
Never
we're
go
going
back.
Forward.
What?
That's it.
Okay. No book burning. What? No. Anyway.
No, not this book, though. This is a book you can burn. It's a Trump book.
We raised $28 million in L.A. Saturday. They raised $27 million in San Francisco the day before.
And yours was a drop of the bucket.
I gave a couple of cents. A penny.
You rubbed a few shiny pennies together.
But, Dean, you know, like you keep saying, you tweeted, if you think Trump is getting more desperate now, wait till we get closer to Election Day and polls have him trailing even worse. He will openly be calling for violence. Well, he already is. Right?
Yeah, and it's going to get even more dangerous. The media is covering it. I mean, they're covering Trump too much, to be honest, because they're not covering Vice President Harris enough in terms of what she's talking about in policy. But Trump is doing this on purpose, but he's also becoming more unhinged. Mm-hmm. He sees what we see. He sees every poll is close, so he's got to animate his voters. And how does he do it? He's got to double and triple down on white supremacy. Remember Bill Clinton, it's the economy stupid, but Trump, it's the white supremacy stupid. But he knows it. You don't have to remind him. And then the idea of imploring language that could cause violence. My greatest concern, Steph, is that on election night, we know that they count the ballots that are in the location first, and then they open up the mail-in. We do more mail-in. So if he's leading in those blue states, he calls on the supporters to literally go stop the count.
Yeah.
Go to Arizona, go to Maricopa County, stop the count, go to Philly, stop the count, storm in there, tear up ballots, whatever has to be done. That's my greatest concern. That's what he'll do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, now that you bring that up, Dean, it's kind of a dilemma, isn't it? Because they make such efforts to suppress the vote of people they know are going to vote Democratic, and so you feel like saying that's why we should vote early, so you don't have to get child care and take off work and stand in the rain for 9 hours and get, you know, intimidated at the polls. But then you're right, they try to hedge that bet by saying we're not going to count those votes, and then we're going to say, oh, they're stealing it now, we should stop the counting now. So what do you recommend people do? Because I think it really is, I keep saying this over and over, Dean, they don't seem to be preparing to win. They seem to be preparing for how to cheat. So
they are. Well, look, I'm from New Jersey. We say vote early, vote often. So that's our big thing. Vote as many times as you can. I'm kidding. One time. Look, you've got to vote, and you've got to hope that law enforcement secretaries of state are taking this seriously. And we know they are. We all saw January 6th, right? So they're not oblivious. I think it's going to be challenging for some governors. Will they call the National Guard to surround ballot places where they're going to count the ballots? And does that feed into Trump more? Look what they're doing. But you've got to secure the ballot. I don't care what he said. Keep his dangerous people away from the voting locations. Let the people count the ballots. If Trump were to win, it would suck, but we would accept it. That's the difference between us and them. They're already he is talking about it. The only way he can lose is if they cheat. We have his surrogates saying the same things. They are radicalizing the base of people like an ISIS or Al-Qaeda recruiter to be ready, if he calls on them, to walk through that doorstep of violence, give an act of violence to get him in power. The good thing is Biden's in office and he has absolute immunity, folks. We need a music for that. Absolute immunity music.
Man.
Dun, da, da, da.
But Dean, I hadn't thought of that till you just brought it up, that they really do try to get you coming and going on vote suppressing, right? It's like if you wait till Election Day, they're going to make sure they don't, you know, there's not enough machines and you got to wait in line and you can't get food or water and you can't, right? And then if you vote early, they're going to try to make sure your mail-in vote doesn't count one way or another, you know. But what I would say is don't let Louis DeJoy get his dirty hands on your vote. Don't let Mike Johnson. Don't let the Supreme Court. We've just got to turn out in such overwhelming numbers, right?
We do. We absolutely do. And it's also interesting, you make a point. How come Democratic areas have 5-hour lines, 9-hour lines, when a lot of us are voting by mail? On the other side, they're all voting in person, and you never see a line. Where they vote in Republican districts, do you? Because they give them the funding to have more machines, workers there. And we have to, so again, that's another level of voter suppression. Mm-hmm. Make it harder. There was a study a few years ago how in areas where Democrats vote more in red states, they have less machines, longer waits. That's all by design. So people go like, it's just not worth it. That's what they want you to do. They want you to go home. Don't check out, check in. And to my friends, I say to people upset with any policy, identity, don't check out.
Yep.
This is how we change it. We're going to have a president that's going to listen to us. We're going to pressure President Harris to change on policy that we believe in. But I think she's there on most of them, to be blunt. And I think we're in a good direction.
Yeah. Dean, you talk so eloquently. We all try to do our bowler thing with the loss of our beloved Eric Bowler. But, you know, just the media, you know, you've been, you know, sounding this alarm forever. They're just not going to help. You know, you said after this presidential bait that Harris won, she got a bounce in key states. That bounce is now gone. Why? Simple. Corporate media went all Trump all the time after the debate to help Trump. We not only have to defeat Trump, but also the corrupt corporate media. You said it feels like Trump is everywhere because corporate media is back to all Trump all the time. Corporate media executives want Trump to win because of lower taxes, less regulation, white supremacy. We cannot give them a pass for their support of white supremacy. Right up to tonight. No fact checking, right? That only helps Trump advance because they're the only ones lying nonstop at this point.
You know, I covered this same issue yesterday and in a newsletter today, two different parts. But one is when you see Vice President Harris got a bump after the debate. Why? Because Americans tuned in and watched her. They found her. They didn't know her. They're like, wow, she's impressive. Yeah. People who didn't know her felt really good about her. They were animated more. Her favorabilities went up. What happened then? For 2 weeks after that, it was all Trump all the time. And people start not seeing her. So that bounce goes down. Nothing changed in 2 weeks in terms of a big event in America. It's that corporate media changed. Because right. She was getting so much press for the first 6 weeks. We all remember that. She gets a bump after the debate, and they went in all in on Trump. So her favorabilities probably about the same, but people just hear Trump, Trump, Trump. It makes him almost omnipotent. Like, he's everywhere. He's invincible. And that's what corporate media is doing. So we have to defeat that as well. And the last point, my new newsletter article today is, we give a pass to the wealthy and to corporate media that they're just in this for the ratings. But let's be blunt. Overwhelmingly, they're white. And a lot of them are in this for the white power, the white supremacy. And I think we have to call it out. You cannot support Donald Trump in 2024 when they're chanting, send them back at his rallies for black and brown people, and say, you're not on board with white supremacy, because you are. And we know you are because you've benefited and made wealth and power through a white power, white supremacist power struggle that Trump represents.
Yeah.
They don't want change. So we got to call it out.
To your point, Trisha tweets, sure, Dr. Lecter murdered 8 people, but I just don't know enough about Clarice. Did she even work at McDonald's? But it sums up the idiocy of the coverage, right? Just like, you know, who lies about working at McDonald's and who puts anything they did in college on a resume? Like, it's just the fact that we're even talking about it. Yeah.
Well, but look, that's what happens. That's how even the well-intentioned people in corporate media who are on our side, and there's some great journalists in corporate media, don't get me wrong, but they are compelled to fact-check the lies of Trump and the dangerous rhetoric, and he knows that, right? So he just floods the zone, and what happens is corporate media is a finite landscape. So you push Vice President Harris out because all you're doing is fact-checking the lies and the dangerous rhetoric of Donald Trump because you have to, and he knows that. He manipulates them well, but I got to be honest, at the top of corporate media ladder, they want Trump. He's good for less regulation, more mergers. That's a big thing. They don't like this FTC under Biden. Been very hostile to mergers. Mergers are bad for consumers, really good for corporations, for their bottom line, for the executives. That's why you have a lot of rich white people supporting Trump openly, and it's because of the hostility to mergers of the Biden administration.
Oh, God. Okay. Very important thread of yours. You said Elon Musk, Laura Loomer, Netanyahu, Mark Robinson, Putin, the January 6th terrorists all want Donald Trump to be president. I said I opened the show, Dean, with the things that are giving me the most gastrointestinal, distress at this hour.
That's not a sound effect.
No, that's live.
That's Stephanie. Yeah. She just stood up by the microphone.
But just, we have a month to go, which is geopolitical events. Eastern Gulf Coast ports shut down as thousands of workers go on strike. And two other headlines. Israel begins ground offensive against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Just in, Iran planning imminent attack on Israel with ballistic missiles. To your point. Netanyahu will do anything to help Donald Trump get reinstalled. But talk about that a little bit.
Sure. I mean, look, Netanyahu's been a part of the GOP. Now, at one point, he was more bipartisan. But under Obama is when he really made his turn. People remember when Republicans invited him to speak, even though Obama did not invite him to Congress. And many Democrats objected and didn't go to it. That was the beginning of the partisanization of the idea of supporting Israel, when at a time it used to be much more bipartisan. And that's because of Netanyahu. He made a choice to be a part of the apparatus of the GOP. So that's continued and continued. When Trump was in office, he did everything Netanyahu wanted. And I don't mean just moving embassies around. He cut aid to two UN relief agencies, that help Palestinians, because Netanyahu said, he called them fictitious refugees. Mm-hmm. So Trump's like, sure, I don't care. And he said, okay, you can have the Golan Heights. It doesn't matter what Trump says. Internationally, it's still an issue. But the point is anything he wants, and Netanyahu knows that. Also, it serves Netanyahu's purpose. Now, he's becoming more popular in Israel since the killing of Nasrallah. His numbers have gone up. The recent poll, you know, the Likud party, his party, would get the most votes if the election were held today for parliament. So the Knesset, it's called there. That's part of it. But on a human level, Stephanie, my fiance, Hen, is visiting her family in Haifa, because this is the perfect time to visit your family. And she so she got a discount on airfare. I wonder why. Because it's really cheap.
They'll pay you to go now.
You get a flak jacket. And you sit down on the plane. But she's been there. No, she went like a month ago when there was a lull. Now you can't get out. And literally this morning, and the last few days, she's in a bomb shelter because Hezbollah's firing missiles. Oh, at Haifa, and thankfully they have the iron dome that protects her. And I just talked to her on the phone. I go to the bomb shelter. Iran's about to fire a missile. She goes, we heard. I'm like, oh my gosh. So it's a personally stressful time as well.
I'm so sorry. I have complex questions for you, and I didn't wait till a hard break, so I'm going to talk to you. I have very complex questions about the Middle East. Dean is here for almost the whole hour. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Yes.
Listen, having survived Satan's sphincter in Phoenix, I'm just saying, Cozy Earth, it's good whether it's hot or cold.
They got the short sleeves and the shorts.
Right? The jammies, but also the sheets. Yeah. They're temperature regulating. So I'm just telling you, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. Incredibly soft and breathable. Helps you sleep cooler. You even they get softer with every wash. I thought it was my imagination. They're like a baby's ass now. That's how soft they are.
Is that what they want you to say?
I don't think they want her to say
there
that.
There is nothing on here that I'm supposed that I've said that I'm supposed to. Okay. I just love it. The woman's bamboo pajama set. It's a must. I have, as you said, the short sleeve, the long sleeve, short shorts, long pants. They are so soft.
You wear short shorts.
Sometimes I wear short shorts. Okay,
we're old.
Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Do it. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie Miller.
Help me help you.
Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number, go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code Steph25. Credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516. That's credomobile.com or 877-346-0516.
Here to save America,
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal
Save the World
comedy tour
continues with the next stop, Kansas City,
Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
Bet you carried on plenty in Kansas City.
Join the queen of political talk radio, Stephanie Miller.
Hello, all my Kansas City sexy liberals.
John Fugelsang.
The big donors, they are hiding from Donald Trump like underage beauty pageant contestants backstage.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane,
and comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
Hey, if you think we were excited about Obama,
Plus special panel guest, rural social media sensation, Jess Piper.
VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show.
Don't miss Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
We on our way to Kansas City.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later, but was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work, you can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller. Right, right,
right. You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right.
Right.
You're bloody well right.
Right.
You know you got a right to say.
Oh, that's perfect. Because everyone is right on the Middle East and everyone is wrong. No matter what you think.
Well, it's so simple.
Dino Badal is here. He knows I call him off air. He's like, oh, God. Do you want to talk about the Middle East again? I just like to get, because you have family. You are part Palestinian. I also have been texting with my ex who has family in Israel. Who, you know, and Dean, it's so apparent why this has just been going on forever. And I saw our friend Joy Reid on TV last night. I wanted to get your take. But she was talking about this could hurt Kamala Harris, the Middle East,
yes,
with like, you know, younger people of color, say, in Michigan. And I do not mean to be condescending, Dean, because I don't understand it like you do and a lot of people do. But I don't get it. Donald Trump would be exponentially, yes, he would let Netanyahu do whatever he wants. Yep. I mean, I just don't understand how. And also, I feel like Kamala Harris has been threading this needle even better, I think, than Biden did about the Middle East.
But yeah, Biden wasn't good.
But
I have
yeah,
to be honest.
Give me because again, I don't mean to be condescending. Better. Like, what's wrong with you kids? But I'm like, really? You would let Trump get in because you don't? Go ahead.
It's not that, you know, when I saw polls with people within our community, how accurate they are, that you have more people supporting Harris and then you have them supporting, say, Jill Stein. Very small. There was just a poll, only 11% of Muslim Americans supporting Trump. It's not Trump. It's hard. For some of them, it's hard to bring them to vote for Harris because she's kicked the Biden. If she was on her own, if she's just her own candidate, not part of his administration, it would be like 80% voting for Harris.
Yeah.
They want to support her. But look, before we came on, Stephanie, it's not just about young people. Here's the other concern. Crude prices just jumped 3% because of the potential war. If this happens, crude prices are going to keep going up. And Netanyahu knows that. That's my friend Harrison Mann, the former major in the military, told me 2 weeks ago that's what was going to happen. He predicted this to me about Netanyahu causing a big spike in gas prices, and that weighs on Harris for everybody. Mm-hmm. And Trump goes, look, when I get in, the same lie, I'll bring gas prices down. Remember when I was there? So it's not just about a subset. This war in the Middle East could have an impact. It could be the October surprise in a way
you
that we always fear. And it could be this.
What's Putin going to do to help Trump as well? I mean, whether gas prices, you name it. But, you know, Dean, I know we're going to have to break.
Right,
but
right.
I just, you mentioned Netanyahu getting more popular in Israel. But I know a lot of people don't like him and, you know, agree with us about Netanyahu. But, you know, I heard an Israeli person saying, well, you know, unfortunately, you can't have a two-state solution with people that want to kill you.
Right.
And they're like, the Palestinians voted for Hamas. And if an election was held again today, they would vote for Hamas. And so,
well, that was only Gaza. That was only in Gaza. And just to be clear, the Netanyahu administration does not support a Palestinian state since 2009.
Thank you.
There'll not be a Palestinian state on my watch. So there's no one.
Hang on. Heartbreak. Whole answer after the break. Dino Vidal.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Quick Trip convenience stores will start installing electric vehicle chargers to what the company calls a strategic number of locations throughout the Midwest. Quick Trip isn't saying yet where or how many. The company promises they'll be some of the fastest chargers on the market and can power up as many as 4 vehicles per stand. A state grant program helps people with water contaminated by farm runoff pay for new wells. Tom Van Lowe lives in Marathon County. He says the program helped save him $12,000.
We knew for years that we were drinking contaminated water, so it gave us a lot of peace of mind.
County agents around Wisconsin say they'd like to see the program expanded so more people in need can be eligible. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Madison firefighters say they can't figure out what started a fire in July on Vondren Road. One potential cause is a forklift that was being used just before the fire was reported. Another possibility is an overhead light in the area where the fire started. One person reported hearing a pop sound in the building right before the fire. The light may have overheated. Someone who bought a Powerball ticket in Madison has $50,000 to show for it. The Wisconsin Lottery says the winner bought the lucky ticket at the Quick Trip on University Avenue near Shorewood Hills. It might not be a bad place to pick a winner. The lottery said this is the third ticket sold at that location since June that won $50,000 or more. The odds of winning a Powerball prize worth $50,000 are about 1 in 900,000. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Significantly cooler today and crisp, as high temperatures only scrape the mid-60s alongside a breezy wind. A few more clouds filter in here tonight, and lows crash cold, falling to the upper 30s. Wednesday, feisty tomorrow. Under sunny skies, we hit 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview the vice presidential debate. J.D. Vance taking on Tim Walz right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Okay? And let me tell you something.
together, we can end the drama. End the drama. And go relax in our pajamas.
Oh, God, Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
Dean wrote a piece, SNL Opens 50th Season, by perfectly summing up the difference between Harris and Trump. Great comedy, as you know, is based on truth. And she was terrific. Jim Gaffigan was terrific. But it really, someone was saying, like, all they had to do is use Trump and Vance's actual words. They don't even need to write anything for them, right?
No, it was great. And I really want to remind people that pop culture reaches people who don't follow politics closely.
Exactly.
So, and you pull clips out and they go on TikTok and they go on YouTube and they're on Facebook and people see this. And the reason the sketch was so good, it was funny, but it also was informative on the truth. Her joking about protecting reproductive freedom and the place when she did, you're for Georgia and I'm going to protect you for Georgia. And the place went crazy. That reminds people about not going back. She did a joke about that. And then Trump, when they had their Trump, about bigotry and racism, the same stuff. So it's great people are getting informed and they're laughing, and that's what we aspire to do all the time. They're reaching so many people of all ages. We just don't follow politics. We obsess about politics. The average person is not a weirdo like us. They don't. But SNL reaches people. Yeah. So that's why it's so powerful.
Yep. So, Dean, I don't want to, I don't want to block your Middle East answer again because we have about five more minutes with you. But, you know, I thought, boy, it is this polling we were saying, because we were talking about, like, this going to hurt, young people of color voting for Kamala in Michigan? And, I know that everyone was like, oh, her Hispanic vote is not as high as whatever. Well, she's still up by 15 points. I feel like part of it, they keep trying to panic us on different issues, and the Middle East is going to sink Kamala. And you're like, as you were saying, you've been saying over and over again, Donald Trump would be a disaster for the Palestinian people. But I just was asking you the larger question that, Netanyahu, despicable, not a partner for peace, not for a two-state solution, neither is Hamas, right? And so, and our concern is, like you were saying, we're in October, officially October, surprise, and this wider war looks like it's starting to happen in the Middle East, where then Trump goes, oh, see that? If I were president, none of this would happen. And how many stupid people are going to believe that, right?
Well, that's the problem. You have some people who just tune in at the end and go, like, yeah, there wasn't a war in the Middle East when Trump was there. And gas prices were cheaper because gas prices, if this war continues, gas prices are going to, they're going to start to float up. And that affects people all the time. We know that. So, look, in the bigger picture, I really think you need a regional approach to a peace deal that incentivizes both the Palestinian and the Israelis through the Arab countries and through European countries playing a role as well. In that there's, look, there, the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank operates the West Bank, at least the 16% of the West Bank they control. And, they've recognized a two-state. They've called for a two-state for a long time, but there's been no chance with Netanyahu. Gaza's separate. Hamas is there. But if we incentivize it for both people, perhaps in the middle rises up and says, hey, let's have two states. Let's go forward. But you've got, Moshe Dayan's a famous Israeli general who said, you don't make peace with your friends, you make it with your enemies. Mm-hmm. So you've got to talk. And people have, that's a lesson through the Middle East that I always remember, that today's enemies can be tomorrow's friends. And that's how it can work.
And I don't mean to be happy clappy, Dean, but I really feel like Kamala Harris could make the U.S. an honest broker again in this whole thing. And that all things could be possible. I loved your last thread I'm going to read. You said, if only Merrick Garland had swiftly prosecuted Trump for his attempted coup and January 6th attack, our nation would be in a far better place. I'm sorry, I hung out with Allison Gill Saturday, but I'm totally on the dark side with you now about Merrick Garland.
Oh, I've been saying it forever. It's not, look, whatever Merrick Garland did in the past is not to get into it and to relitigate it. We've gone all through that. But look, Merrick Garland, they should have charged Donald Trump swiftly. He attempted a coup. He incited a terrorist attack on the Capitol. He should have been charged just quickly with anything when he left office, immediately. It would have changed the trajectory of this. Republicans would have nominated someone else. We wouldn't. It could have been a worse person. I don't know. But Donald Trump should have been held accountable for attempting a coup much more swiftly than charging 2.5 years later. It made it seem to the average person that what he did wasn't that serious. Because if it was, he would have been charged much more quickly, and that's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, Dean, so many people going, how could this even be close with this felon? This adjudicated rapist, this like insurrectionist who tried to overthrow the U.S. government that stole classified documents. You just, But, you know, I think what I'm wondering is your take on the polling before you go. Because we're hearing the Rasmussen story and, you know, the red wave pollsters, and they throw it all in, and then, you know, the corporate media has a horse race. I don't know how close it actually is. Do you?
Well, I'm going to randomly call 8 people in every battleground state, and I'll let you know tomorrow. I'm like, you live in Pennsylvania? Who are you voting for? Thank you. Click. Like, I don't need... Look, it's going to be close. We know that, right? Everyone knows that who's listening. What it comes down to is enthusiasm, then. Enthusiasm right now is on our side. Let's keep it up, because studies have shown enthusiasm equals voter turnout. And when there's an enthusiasm gap, equals a voter turnout gap. So in our scenario, it's actually helping us, because our enthusiasm is eclipsing Trump's. It is the highest since 2008 in Gallup poll and others. So let's lean on the enthusiasm. We get people out. We could lose, so that motivates people to come out more. Understand that is true.
Yeah.
But if we come out big, we're going to win.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. I'm not as worried about the polling, because I'm like, good, stay terrified. Yes. Mobilize our base.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's absolutely. Like your life depends on it, because it does. Dean, I can never get enough of you. If I could save time
in
a bottle.
It's great.
Okay. The Dean Obadalla Show, not to be missed here on Sirius XM Progress.
Right.
We love you, Dean. See you next time.
Thank love you. You guys. Take
right.
care.
Bye-bye.
Aw.
Now my Israeli friend will be like, no, everything he said, no. And then, it's like I realize why this has been going on 11 billion years in the Middle East.
Good. Wait, it's not simple?
Mm-hmm. Good God above tweets, thou shalt not sell watches for $100,000 and complain that the economy is not doing well. Thank you. People seem to have enough to buy his... Didn't someone buy Taylor Swift's guitar for however many thousands of dollars just to smash it?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Well, you showed us, maggot.
You showed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. It's like buying Bud Light and then
weeping,
pouring it out.
Sunday Divine tweet, Trump's new watch lies about the time.
That's funny.
Right? $100,000. And it's like, wait, that's not what time it is. Yes, it is. Everyone is saying that's what time it is.
Nobody's ever seen
anyone,
this before.
Does anyone really know what time it is?
Does anybody really care? About time.
Bob Schooley said, sundowning very powerfully, sundowning like no one has ever seen before. Winner of the Michigan Sundowner of the Year Award. Okay, did you see that one? What was the question? He doesn't answer any actual questions about anything. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
What was the question about? Something substantive, and he's like... A 4-minute rant about winning Michigan Man of the Year, which he did not ever. They said I didn't win, but you know, I won Michigan Man of the Year. There's never an answer about the actual question.
I think she asked about the economy. I think the person in the audience.
You know, I was Michigan Man of the Year. They said it didn't happen, but it did happen. Blah, 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 blah. Who, did he break into another wedding? He's basically in Wedding Crashers now. He's broken into another wedding to ramble about Kamala Harris saying people leave his rallies. And they don't leave his rallies. And then he got mad because people were leaving the wedding because he started speaking.
Mm-hmm.
That was a part of the SNL sketch.
He's fat orange Elvis. It's time for him to leave the building.
No, actually, Elvis was smarter.
We just talked to Dean about Merrick Garland, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. Representative Adam Schiff, future senator of the great state of California, who will grace the stage of the Orpheum Theater along with Mark Hamill and Martin Sheen and Glenn Kirshner November 2nd for the big... Bam! Pre-election sexy liberal here in L.A.
Yep.
He is introducing legislation that would prevent Trump from ending his criminal prosecutions if reelected to another term. Thank you! The legislation would prohibit presidents from quashing a criminal case against them. No one else has ever had to deal with this before.
No kidding.
The bill has the backing of 7 other Democratic lawmakers, but almost certainly stall in the Republican-led House.
Because of course.
Most of them are crooks that support another crook, and that's what's happened to that party.
Yep.
Kevin in D.C., hello. Hello,
well,
Kevin.
Good morning. And getting redundant to say, but great show, I hear.
Thank you.
The other night.
Oh, yes.
I am almost speechless, man. I know at this point I shouldn't be shocked with Trump and his howler monkeys do. But two things. One, how can he lie about something so easily checkable that the Biden administration didn't help Kemp? And Kemp is on camera saying that is a lie.
It doesn't matter anymore. He creates the reality for his cult. whatever he says is then the truth. Yes. And it's just an extraordinary phenomenon they're going to be studying forever, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. Well, how about this? I'm already saddened that, even if you're not an NBA follower, I'm sure you've seen the athlete on commercials blocking things and waving his finger, Timmy Dotumbo. Well, just when I'm feeling sad about that, Rob never has been funny Schneider mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. on X said blamed taking the COVID shot is what killed him, was brain cancer that killed him. And my father passed away from that. And this person said that and says, I'm not letting anyone else, I never took it, and I'm not letting anyone else get the jab. His own daughter can tell you what a monster of a father this MAGA is. So,
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be taking vaccine advice from Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe we're going to memory hole COVID and his disastrous response. And it's ruining the economy and forget all his crimes and everything else. Just the most disastrous presidency ever. Okay, what was this one? Oh, this was his furious multi-caps message Sunday, mm-hmm. trashing Vice President Harris, suggesting she should be impeached and prosecuted
for,
thank you for asking, immigration policy.
Huh?
And then trash the media for doing everything possible to avoid reporting that. The fictional impeachment prosecution of Kamala Harris for?
And immigration policy is not an impeachable offense.
No, it's the biggest crime story of our time. She should resign or be impeached. Wow, he is... This is only, we have a month to go, and this is how desperate he is. Yes.
Policy is policy.
Right.
Even ask the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Who said it is hard to imagine a candidate more unworthy to serve as president of the United States than Donald Trump?
Ping and Pong the Panda.
No, that would be the New York Times. I think the New York Times finally realized both sides do not do it. They're going to end up in the same camps with the rest of us. Who said he has proved himself morally unfit for an office that asks this occupant to put the good of the nation above self-interest?
Tiger Brady.
No, the New York Times editorial. He has proved himself temperamentally unfit for a role that requires the very qualities, wisdom, honesty, empathy, courage, restraint, humility, discipline that he most lacks. Those disqualifying characteristics are compounded by everything else that limits his ability to fulfill the duties of president, his many criminal charges, his advancing age, his fundamental lack of interest in policy, or his increasingly bizarre cast of associates. Who said that?
Fluffy Martin.
No, but other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how's the play? One last one. As a dedicated public servant who has demonstrated care, competence, and unwavering commitment to the Constitution, Ms. Harris stands alone in this race. Who said that?
Alice Nelson.
No. Wrong.
I suck at this game.
My God, you're bad. Yes, Julie in Seattle. Oh, there it is. Oh. The only patriotic. Where is it? There it is. The only patriotic choice for president. Julie says, I guess it finally sunk in at the gray lady that no matter their fealty to both sides-ism, Trump's sane-washing and fanny-kissing, they all still stand a good chance of ending up in a retribution camp if Orange Twitler wins, even Maggie Haberman, or especially Maggie Haberman. They even used a flattering photo of Kamala for a change. Oh, thanks for now a warning, New York Times. Okay. Bruce, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Bruce.
Bruce Lee Frank? Oh, am I saying that right? Hi, Bruce.
Hello. Bruce ain't there, man.
That seems like a made-up name anyway.
I think so. They were going to punk you.
I think so. let's go to Chuck in Nevada. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. You guys were talking about the purge?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I live next door to a full-on Trumpster. Mm-hmm. Full-on Trumpster.
Ugh.
Why is he fortifying his house?
Yeah, I
really don't understand that. I mean, we all think Trump is losing, but yet he is fortifying his house for a reason.
Because you know what? Black people are coming for you.
Because the commercials are telling him to.
Exactly.
If you hear all these commercials,
Haitians are coming to eat your pets.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, on some of the right wing channels, you hear all kinds of doomsday prepper commercials.
Oh,
And meal kits that last for 20 years.
Yeah.
In well, case the government goes out.
He's
for
calling
years.
For violence, so they think there's going to be violence. Uh-huh. So, yeah. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. This is how you fight back,
yep.
Right? Are you the type of person you try to make good choices when you shop, right? You try to think about, how does this impact the environment? Do you buy organic? Do you shop local? Well, there's a phone company for you. Hello.
Right.
Hello, Credo Mobile. It's America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. They donate millions to progressive causes that you love. Mm-hmm. When you join Credo Mobile, you get everything you want from a phone company. The largest, most reliable network in the nation. Competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Friendly, responsive customer service.
That's important.
Yeah. I deal with companies whose customer service sucks. It blows chunks. It's important. They care about you at Credo, and they care about our world. Switching to Credo is so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number at CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Stephanie Miller.
You are a brainwashed far-left loon who will use any excuse to disparage those with whom you disagree.
Knowledge that after age 30 our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with the team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick in my morning hydration system every single morning.
That's right.
Helps me power me on the road. We're almost, how many dates are we in this 15 city tour?
We're almost done. We're in the home stretch.
Could not do it without my morning kick.
It's so tasty, too.
Strawberry lemonade flavor.
Too.
I don't like regular water, and you need it so important to hydrate, and then you get all your stuff right in there.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. You get your all your supplements, everything good, probiotics, prebiotics, stuff for your energy, your gut health, to help you feel more like a ute. Do it. Do it. It tastes great. I love it. It is going to be a game changer for me. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie. Ooh, going to be back on my bicycle tomorrow for 11 billion miles. Morning kick in my bottle. Code to Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511. 511 can get 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. 55 minutes after the hour. Don't forget debate night. Go to patreon.com and put in Frangela and do their follow their
It'll
debate.
It'll be fun.
Trust me.
Yes.
Frangela is a party.
Yes,
a par and a tay.
Yes. You want to watch a debate with Frangela.
You definitely do.
Yeah. There you go. And speaking of which, Kansas City up next, Sexy Liberal, October 12th, and then the big one in L.A., November 2nd. And then we will get to the Kamala inauguration one, January 18th in D.C., but that's long time from now. So CBS has said there will be no fact-checking tonight, and you know J.D. Vance is preparing to lie his ass off.
Yes.
CNN host John Berman, who is doing some bulwarding, just saying when we identified journalism, we were like, oh,
he's good.
I remember that.
I like John Berman.
He cornered Representative Tom Emmer, Republican of Minnesota, after he tried to evade questions about falsehoods being spread by Trump and Vance. Emmer, he claimed that President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris broke the American economy. John Berman said economist Mark Zandi just called this the greatest economy he's seen in 35 years. The unemployment rate has been consistently at 4% or lower. GDP has been around 3% the entire administration. I mean, bam. He said, I asked you a question about facts and J.D. Vance, and Emmer said, and I asked you to talk about facts that are important to the American people. The economy Biden broke and Trump will fix. And Berman said, so it's okay to misstate facts when you don't think they're important. There is no barometer by which you can say Biden and Harris broke the economy. They fixed Donald Trump's broken economy.
Yep.
Period. Christopher, who said, Donald Trump is going to try out of desperation because he is looking at these poll numbers. He's looking at the fact he's not filling up these rallies like he used to. He's going to be all over the place because he's desperate, but desperation could lead to defeat if there is a relaxation on the side of Democrats. Who said that?
Tank Gates.
No, that was Reverend Al Sharpton. Don't get your face in the blueberry pie. He's, what? Sorry. I don't know. All right. That was the end of my...
Okay.
I just wanted to do my Al Sharpton. I miss that blueberry pie commercial so much.
It's on YouTube. You can watch it anytime you want.
They said we didn't take the pie in the right in the face. The pie is on the face. Blueberry pie. His point is don't relax. Trump is going to get more desperate. Just eyes on the prize, right? Check and recheck your registration, et cetera. Go coach Walls. Ball to the Walls. You can get that at StephanieMiller.com. Balls to the Walls.
Yep.
Let's go, coach. Mix it up with this douche nozzle, J.D. Vance. Let's do this. We will see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Substack blogger Mike McKay.
And we'll talk about the debate between Vance and Walls.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.